Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Well, I mean, there's a number of things that you have to do against any elite player, right? It doesn't matter who that is, and he just happens to be one of those elite players that you've got to do a great job in the modes you play in, the looks you give him, the help you've got to give your guys. I mean, that's all part of it. That's no different, and he's an elite player, man. He's going to wear a gold jacket, and he's hard to go against. He's hard to prepare for, as their whole defense is, as they did do a great job as an attacking style defense, make you earn it.
That's our guy Monk, that's Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monk, and talking about containing Myles Garrett. There was a play last week where he almost killed Joe Burrow coming up the middle. How do you contain Myles Garrett?
You hope it's one of those weeks where his foot or his toe is bothering him, but I don't think that's what we're up against here. They're going to move him around a lot. I think Jimmy Schwartz has him back physically where he feels comfortable rushing him inside, rushing him outside, let him hunt matchups, giving him freedom to tap somebody else on the shoulder and say, I want a shot at this one. I think the right side of the line is really going to be a lot asked of them. I think the Ravens are going to run the ball. I mean, look, they're not running it for 230. But I think they're going to try to seek that sort of volume in the run game. That is the best way to ultimately neutralize Myles Garrett. Not that he's not great against the run, but he's not knocking your quarterback on the ground, unless your quarterback's on the keeper. He's a tremendous player who looked basically unstoppable when it mattered most last week against the Bengals. It's a tall task.
They did great against them last year. Myles Garrett didn't register a sack in either of those games. He only had three tackles combined.
Yeah. Roger Rosengarten was good against
him. He was really good. And Garrett, throughout his career, he's been good against the Ravens, but T.J. Watt owns the Ravens, where he averages over a sack per game. Where
James Harrison used to own the
exactly. Garrett, 8.5 sacks in 14 career games against the Ravens. So Ronnie Stanley and company, they've held their own, at least held their own against Myles Garrett.
More from Monk speaking yesterday. They did score 40 points, but they were quiet down the stretch. So how much of the onus is on him to stay aggressive in the fourth quarter?
I mean, it's goes both ways, right? I have to be able to trust Lamar, you know, with the ball in his hands, which we did. I mean, you know, on the second to last drive, we ran a QB driven, and he got 16 yards, and we did it again. I mean, the fly sweep to Zay is a QB driven. Obviously, we can be more aggressive. And when things don't work, it's not right. You're wrong. If we had gone in the game and scored 12 points, then the game plan wouldn't have been good enough. I mean, that's the world we live in is when it works, it's the right way. When it doesn't, then you got to figure out how to fix it. That's what we're paid to do, is fix it, right? So you look at it and say, okay, mentality-wise, where we're at, because every situation is different, right? A field goal to beat you, a field goal to tie, a touchdown needed, all those things. And you look at it and say, okay, how can we be better next time? In all aspects of the game plan, but especially then, because that was a game within the game. No matter what you've done up until that point, you need to find a way at that moment to not put the defense back on the field, and we didn't do that.
So what do you hear there, Jason?
I mean, look, I think he's being a little hard on himself. 40 points on 50 plays. I just keep going back to that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Now, did they have enough of a cutthroat intent in that final drive? No, but I also wonder how much of that is Harbaugh as well and what he's saying or not saying on the headset. You know, we'll never know that. I mean, again, we're really, really picking nits here. Rather than a jet sweep to Zay, why not something, if you want it to be QB-driven, that's more of a fake, and then let's try to throw the ball to Zay, and let's throw the ball to Zay north of the sticks, because they had no answers for Zay in the open field that entire game. I would have just liked to seen a few more passing attempts and at least one passing attempt to the sticks that, if caught, provides you the first down that wins the game.
It's hard to really fault an offense that dropped a 40-burger on the road, but with how they finished that game, they got to be better. They scored on 7 of their first 8 drives. I'll say that again. 7 of their first 8 yes. drives they scored. But their final 3 drives, you went 3 and out twice, and Derrick Henry lost a fumble. So you got to be better at finishing out the game.
More from Todd Monken speaking yesterday, as usually Wednesday spot with the media. And he was asked about Lamar Jackson. Remember, talked about cramping, the pickle juice. What did Monk think of all that?
I don't really have any read on it. I mean, I don't have any read on that at all. I mean, what happens in the middle of the game and what the decision that we make collectively, you know, to go for it or not to go for it. I mean, I'm not one way or the other. I mean, that's his read on it. Yes.
Doesn't want to talk about any cramping.
He's just being political there.
Yeah,
I don't think he's trying to say anything.
Yeah. Let's have a follow up here. Cut 39, Beltway Ben. The decision not to go for it on 4th and 3.
Like any fourth down, that again, that's no different than any fourth down situation. Whether there's dialogue of whether you go for it or not, that wasn't any different then than any other fourth down that we have. That's reasonable, right?
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Well, that's a John Harbaugh question.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, we said in real time, you got to go for that.
That's a John Harbaugh question.
Your defense couldn't get a stop in the fourth quarter.
That's on the head coach.
That one's going to stick with me for a little while.
I guarantee you, Todd Monken, with that MVP quarterback, cramps or not, and that offense that rolled up all those yards,
Derrick Henry,
I guarantee he thinks he has a play that could get him 3 yards against a defense that he's been pushing around all day.
Yeah.
But it's not his call.
Cut 40, Ben. What would they want back after the loss to Buffalo?
Well, we got in the red zone and we had lost yardage plays. I mean, let's say it like it is. We had a 3rd and 2 on the very first drive, penalty, and then a lost yardage play, made a long field goal. And then right before half, we had the fumble that we lost 15 yards, basically took us out of everything after that was trying to get us in manageable field goal range, where at that moment, when you talk about the swing before the half, it went from possible touchdown, now we have to get a field goal, and then they get a field goal coming back. That was a huge. Now, luckily, to start the second half, we scored to kind of take that momentum back. But those were the things that we need to improve on, is when we get in the red zone, like, you know, we can't go backwards. I mean, we can't put ourselves in those positions where you've done everything right up until that point.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, 40 points.
After
and yet
you
they
run for 40 yards or more, if you are not in the end zone, down yourself so you can kill more time so that it'll take you longer to score, so that maybe you'll save your horse bleep defense from itself in the fourth quarter. And the lead will be so insurmountable and there'll be so few little time left
that
they couldn't blow it.
Yeah.
One of those plays that he referenced, though, the Justice Hill fumble was such a killer.
It was big.
They were rolling. It looked like they were going to go in for another touchdown. Yeah. Hill fumbles, recovers. It's a loss of 15. Yeah. Then you're 2nd and 25, and at that point you're just playing for a field goal. But that was a killer play.
Let's get one more from Monk. He talks about stupid penalties.
We had a couple of those penalties. We did a pretty good job penalty-wise, but we had one that – took us from 3rd and 2 to 3rd and 7. Then we took a sack that got us into a long, long field goal where we had every opportunity to score a touchdown. And then there, that took us really out of manageable, reasonably manageable 3rd down. So that was frustrating. And what led up to that point? You know, I mean, we'd been running the ball well. I mean, there was nothing about going into those last few drives, because we did score the first drive of the fourth quarter. Nothing about that said we wouldn't still be able to run the football. And you look back and you evaluate and say, what could we have done better? But throughout the whole game, the end of the game, the middle of the fourth quarter, is no different than the rest of the game. Throughout the game, when you have 50, 60 calls, there's calls within the game that you wish you had back, or that you executed at a high level. So all that's part of the evaluation process once you get done with the game and you look at it.
Monk's like, we scored 40 points, but we had some stupid penalties. We made a couple mistakes. Like, or he feels like they should have had a 50 burger.
Come on.
He scored 40
points. He's taking accountability.
Yes.
But come on. He did his job.
Yeah.
I give Todd Monken an A for
that. I do too. You get 40 points, you should win the game.
That was the first time the Ravens have scored 40 points and lost in franchise history. You score 40 points, you win.
How does that happen in the NFL?
Yeah. You win.
I mean,
the game.
In an average year,
you win.
How many 40-point scoring teams lose?
Probably one or two max.
Ravens lose to the Bills 41-40. They take on the Browns Sunday, M&T Bank Stadium. Baltimore Game Day on Censored Pregame Show. Live from the Horseshoe Casino starts at 10 a.m. First hour, myself and Bob Haney. And then it's The Bone, Vinny Serrato, Mike Preston, for hours 2 and 3. And we'll be talking to Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman coming up at 4:30. Kyle Goon's going to join us at 5:30. But coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Your predictions for Sunday. Are you worried about the Cleveland Browns coming in here and winning a football game? 410-583-1057 is how you get in.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem Healthshare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.